Morning. We'll see what we all get out of this Bible study today. In Matthew 6, there's a prayer, Our Father in Heaven, that we always learned in school, and it's still valid today, just as good as then, or even better. And the more you guys will put into this, the more you'll get out of it, and the less I'll have to talk. And I found a quote here about prayer, that who is your source of prayer? The list of awesome power of prayer Bible verses is meant to encourage you today. I pray that you read through these Bible verses, that you take them to God in prayer. Ask for the wisdom and discernment to teach you how He wants you to pray and for what He wants you to pray for. For a great Christian song, check out the it says there's a big source of prayer, and in Matthew 7:7, it is the verse that if you ask, you shall believe. I'm sorry, it's Matthew 21:22. It says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. If you don't have faith, then you may not receive what you're asking for. And I'll ask some volunteers to read some scriptures here. Need a volunteer for Psalms 107:28-30. If Paul wants to read that and kind of explain what you're thinking of after you read it. Psalms 107:28-30, and Gary could read Matthew 7:7.
In their trouble, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh a storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Yeah, I'm not sure all my quick thoughts on this. It's they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. I guess that's a challenge. We don't wait till then to cry out to the Lord. We have to know our God first. I think in a prayer, it's how can we pray to a person that we hardly know? So I guess the key is if we really know who God is, then that really helps our prayer life. But we know David, he walked with God. He just didn't cry out to God when he got into trouble. He trusted in God through his life, and then when troubles came, then he cried again unto the Lord, and he was confident the Lord would deliver him. And so that's a real blessing, to have a God that wants to deliver us from our distresses and through whatever storms and waves that we face, and that He is there. And it's according to your faith, according to how we know God and our trust and our walk with Him before the storms. That's a challenge. That we trust in Him when things are good, so that when the storms come, then He is there quick to answer our prayer.
Okay. Matthew 7:7. That right, Wes?
That's correct.
Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I'm going to read a little more there. It says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. It shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? And, yeah, there's, in that scripture, it's certainly telling us that we have a Heavenly Father that wants to give us what we want. But the problem with my sinful flesh, sometimes I'm not always walking with God and I don't always want what God wants. And maybe I think I do. And now I had to think of a verse here in John. It says, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If I have a son that keeps my commandments, so to speak, keeps my heart, knows my heart and tries to please me in every way, what do you think he's going to ask me of me? He's going to ask something of me that I will desire to give him.
So if he asks you, and a farmer is thinking, if he asks you, I want a new Case IH MX200, would that be impossible to present that to his attention? Or would you think then, oh, that's whatever. I don't know what the prices are for those tractors, but I know they're not cheap, but Ford be a lot cheaper, but then I'd be talking about a lot of money. Would you be able to give that? How many years would you be able to pay for it? Or would that be possible to give that to your son if he asked that?
Good question.
Well, I guess that's not what it really speaks of here. But I thought of this lately quite a bit, of what do I give my children if they ask for a certain toy at the garage sale or in the store? What do I tell them, or do I offer them something else? Like a little baby, if another child wants something, or it has a stone and takes it in the mouth, you give him probably a good toy in exchange and he accepts it. And I just thought of it lately, that what do you, if the children ask, what do I give them?
I guess I'm appreciate where you're coming from there. That's very good. When we talk about intimacy with our Father in heaven, we're talking about a mature person. Jesus has an intimacy with us, and in maturity, we don't want to ask anything of him that he doesn't want to give us, because we want to know him more. We want to know his heart. We want to know what he wants for us. And when our children are small, I don't think we have that same connection with them as we do when they get older. And I think you could reckon that we can reckon that in our own lives. When we get older, we have a different relationship with our parents. The relationship changes than when we're a young child. Or am I wrong there? Do you hear what I'm saying? Or
pardon?
Do you hear what I'm saying? If somebody disagrees with me, I guess I'm saying, go ahead. I'm just making myself vulnerable here, and that's fine. But there's a scripture in James I would like to read. It says, If anybody lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And God giveth to all men liberally, and he upbraideth not, shall be given him. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. And, yeah, I need some more time to think about this before I say more, I guess.
There's a verse. In the Bible it says we should ask God continually of something, not only when we're in trouble, also when we're thankful. And so often I think of it, I at least do fall short too often. I pray God to get out of me of trouble. I don't thank Him enough when I'm out of trouble. And that's one place where everybody could learn and grow. And Reynold, could you read Matthew 21, verse 22? And Ivan could, once Reynold is done, you could read Mark 11, verse 24.
Matthew 21, verse 22.
Yep.
And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. It says, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. I believe that believing part there is a big role in this scripture here. I think believing is a good balance there with weeding out foolishness prayer or whatever. If we don't even believe that we will receive, then the receiving is not included in this prayer, because it says believing. And if we do pray and we believe, then I have found it often that we do receive when we believe. And I'm not saying that if we do not receive, then we haven't believed. Then there's sometimes I don't understand what that is. But I do understand that if I receive, that I often would have believed when I did receive.
Mark 11, verse 24, it says, therefore I tell you that whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And then just in a side note here, it says, receiving. Would read, and therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you are receiving it, and it will be yours. And just simply the thought I think is expressed there that when we come to God and ask things from Him, we should have the confidence that He is able to deliver. And I guess that comes back to, what are we asking God? I think, are we asking God for things that will that we may consume out of ourselves, or are we asking God of things that will edify our own spiritual life and the life of His body, His kingdom? And those are, if I look at my own life, my own prayers, those are very real things that we face as we many times ask for our own consumption rather than His. And like you mentioned, what do you give your children? I think many times God knows, well, not many times, but God does know what is best for us, and that is what He delivers. And just to have the confidence that God is good, even if we don't understand Him, and that He will deliver what is our best.
Thinking of this scripture that Ivan read, I once heard an occasion that God showed him this warehouse and he told him, this is all what you can have, what's on here. And if you would have asked for it, it would have been all yours. But he didn't ask for it. What would you think you would like to have? And you think, if I pray for it, maybe I'd have to pray for 7 years before I get it. Would you quit praying for it after a couple of years, or would you still continue in prayer and faith that you will, I'm going to get this thing? God doesn't always answer right away today, or he doesn't answer tomorrow. If you ask, I want to have this certain gift and I need the finances for it. If you kind of pray God for that, if you have big enough faith, he might make it available for you in that time that you pray for it. Reina, what does this make you think of if you think of this passage?
Well, I was encouraged a bit. I'll keep on praying to become a man of God because maybe he'll give it to me sometime. And then I was thinking, well, maybe Wes is giving me a new thought here. Maybe I should pray for earthly things too. So I was thinking on maybe I should buy a certain thing there, and I wasn't sure. I didn't have the cash, so maybe I should pray for cash too. Well, I don't know. I really believe that the Lord, we should learn to know what the Lord wants to give us, and then we should start to pray for those things. I think we should find our heart in the place where we know that this is where the Lord really wants to give out his blessings, and then we should pray in that area. I think we should concentrate on praying what we do know the Lord wants to give us, pray for that. And that really strengthens our faith if we then see that the Lord does give those things that we know he wants to give us. If we pray something that we now know already that the Lord doesn't want to give us, that'd be very foolish to start out of, to start with, to pray, let's say, oh wow, just a foolish thing. Which maybe the Lord will bless some with that. But let's say we would start pray for a television, that we would want a television. We could pray and pray and pray for a television, and maybe after 7 years he does give us one. I don't know. Don't be foolish and pray for things that aren't good for us. And I commit myself to be not wise enough to understand what is all good for me. So sometimes I am a bit slow to pray for things because I don't know if they'll be good for me. I have found myself being strengthened to pray for things that I know that the Lord wants to give us, and then pray for those things. And I have found a great blessing in that, as I've been saying already.
Maybe if somebody wants to has a vision, he wants to go evangelizing like Gospel Express, and he sees just sleeping in a tent or hotel, that'd be costly. Y'all gonna save me some money on buying a mobile home or tent trailer, and you can go all over America to evangelize. Maybe God would give you that in your heart's desire.
I appreciate that thought that Reynold had there, that God wants to give us certain things. And somewhere in Matthew there, it says, the Lord knows already what we have need of before we ask Him. And I think that's important. We also heard about when we ask in faith, ask believing. If we believe in the Lord, if we believe in Him as a Father, our Father who art in heaven, a Father who wants to give us the best, then we will be wanting, I think maybe we'll be wanting the things that He wants. And that's probably the best way to get what we pray for, is to try to understand what He's got in His warehouse for us. Maybe. Because He's got good things for us. It's things that are... It might not be a KZH tractor. It might... Maybe he wants to change our plans. And so, probably the best thing to want is what He wants, and then we'll get, it'll work towards eternal life. And we might not even, maybe He'll give it quicker if we learn what it is He really wants to give us, whatever is good for us. Maybe we're asking for stones instead of fish. Just some thoughts I had.
The more we think of it, and the more we think of what God wants us to be, and the more we dwell in it and we pray about it, the more we'll find what God wants us to be and what He wants us to have. Like Elijah, he prayed for earnestly that it would not rain, and it rained for 3.5 years. And after it didn't rain for 3.5 years, he prayed again, and the heavens, big clouds came up, and it rained. Don't know how hard it rained, if the fields got too much rain, or that doesn't say, but he had the power of faith. He used God's power of faith to, when he prayed, he didn't give up. And if Joseph would read John 14, verse 13 to 14. And Tim read Acts 9, verse 40.
If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Sorry, I didn't start in verse 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Acts 9:40.
Okay.
But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up.
Now here in John 14 it says, now we're getting a little bit deeper to the root. If whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. There again, if you wouldn't have faith, would God give it to you? God also is glorified if He wants to give us the fruit of speaking or the fruit of preaching. He loves it if we ask Him for something like that. It's a pleasure to Him to give it to us. Could anyone share about what has changed in your life for applying the power of prayer? It may be health, it may be your week was up, gas showed on the red line and the light came on in prayer, if I can only, God give me enough gas so I can get to the nearest gas station, that I don't have to go for a couple miles on a walk, or it could be anything.
Just thinking about that, I don't really have anything tangible to say, but I think the biggest thing that would have been answered to my prayer was confidence in God. Just simply talking with Him, that there's something that settles upon my heart, that there's a confidence in Him.
You talk about, I was just sitting here kind of reflecting over my life. You asked some questions that I've thought about in the last couple of years, you know, about God answering your prayers and things like that. And, you know, in my own life, you know, your prayers change as you start to understand the mind of God and the will of God. When my wife was sick and dying, our immediate request was that God would heal her. And we had several anointing services where God did heal certain aspects of her body, miraculously. But the overriding answer to God, that God gave us, was that He still said no ultimately. But He confirmed the fact that He hadn't forsaken us, through our journey. And where I sit today, that's great consolation to me, that even now God is not forgotten or forsaken me personally, you know. In this somewhat unique journey that I'm on, I guess you could say. But our prayers do change as we start to understand who God is. And at least that's what happened to Bev and I. And so, and Jesus prayed there in John 17. His prayer was that we would be one with the Father through Him. And that was His prayer for the church. And so ultimately, God's heart for all of us here this morning is that we'd find unity with each other and unity in Christ. And I think He answers all of our prayers that bring us to that place. And what won't work for that mind and will of God, God doesn't give it to us because He knows it will destroy us. So those would be some of my thoughts on that thought, I guess.
Sometimes we may ask for something, but then God sees it's not fitting right at this point that He gives it to us. He gives us in exchange something different that He sees that we can use, so He can bring us to a point that where He wants us to be. Or what made your life easier when you use prayer? Jesus prayed for Himself. He really didn't want to be crucified because He knew the pain, but He knew the consequences for you and I, that if He wouldn't die, where would we be? Or He could save us if He sacrificed His life for us. And He went into the garden and prayed, and I think he gained lots of courage. So there God gave him enough courage that he could go through that pain. And Ephesians 6:18 says that pray at praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Very often we pray for missionaries over the field to give them strength to go on and to face their daily needs, to give them courage to spread out the gospel. George, you may read Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. And Andy, James 5, 14 to 16.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything give by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
I believe if we pray for something and God heals it, sickness or anything, I believe we should be give him a prayer of thanks after he gives the things that he wants us, that he gave us. He also prays, Jesus prayed for his disciples that they could fulfill their mission on their mission wherever, whichever town they went. And often the eyes can be open, will be open when we pray for things. When people are sick, without prayer they wouldn't make it through their time of sorrow. It even lightens up their load if people pray for sick brother. Like for Ron, Bab was sick for many months in the hospital. He probably wouldn't made it so thankfully through and so positive if we wouldn't have prayed for him. It often lightens up people's needs or it helps them to carry through to the situation that they're in. Does anybody else want to share before we close with this? Brother Paul.
It's kind of scary when we realize that God can answer our prayer sometimes if we persist. And I think the children of Israel there, sometimes there's one verse I can't find it, but it's in Psalms here. He granted them the desires of their heart, but sent leanness to their soul. So, they asked for a king, and that wasn't really good either. And there's different things that, so that's a challenge that we are broken in heart and spirit when we pray, knowing that God knows so much better than what you do. And there's things you read the verses there where to pray for all men everywhere, and there's some different things we're to pray for, but there's some things that we just pray because we think we know the best way, and yet God knows so much better. So it's a challenge that we don't insist that God knows what is best for our soul in the long run, not just for the present. So, and I thought one other prayer there, talking about Mother's Day, was in 1 Samuel there. It was Hannah. She prayed so much that she, so fervently, that her words didn't even come out. She wept and she was without words, and God heard her prayer. But it wasn't a selfish prayer. She, like you said, she was thankful. She remembered God and she gave God the glory. So it wasn't just a selfish prayer. She honored God through it. So.
I think that's right, that God doesn't hear selfish prayers. I think that's been clear enough. In my own life, I think the biggest change that has come from prayer is that God has changed the way is working at changing the way I pray. I was still looking at that verse, verse 14, 13 and 14 in John 14. It says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. And I was just pondering over that. Probably I've been asking too much in the past. I've been asking in my own name or in my flesh, for the flesh or whatever, personal things, and didn't get them because, or didn't get it. Well, I can't even say that because God has answered many, many prayers. And I was just thinking, a lot of these things I've forgotten, and it's a shame that we forget the ways that God has answered our prayers. But when I think back over some of these things, many of the times when He answered my prayers, it was different from what I had been planning. Still, it was a different answer. It wasn't quite what I had been expecting. And so through all that, God is trying to, in my life anyway, God is trying to get me to think the way He thinks, and then He can answer more of my prayers more directly. Like Hannah, she was seeking the Lord with all her heart, and she just wanted what God wanted, so she got her answer to her prayer. So I think that God wants us to have His heart and His desires, and the more that He can work that out in us. If we ask something, if we ask amiss, or if we have somewhat of a wrong slant to it, then He might not answer it directly, or He might give us something a little different from what we asked for anyway, but still an answer to prayer. Now, I don't want to suggest that it's always that clear. I don't have all the answers, but I know that in my life, the biggest change has been probably the way I understand, or the way I know God, and the more we get to know what God wants, the more we know what to pray for, I guess. So, praise the Lord that He's working things out in our lives to make us more conformed to His image, I think is what He's after.
The more we get to know God, how He thinks, the easier it's probably to pray for those things that we know that He wants to give us. Thanks for sharing.